Hello, Brad.
G'day, Ollie. I'm not going as well as the former Australia Post boss, Ahmed Fuller, I can tell you that.
What's he up to now?
Well, he got paid 10 times more than the Prime Minister, as you know.
Yes.
But he bought a property in Hawthorne 5 years ago for $22 million. He's going on the market for $44.
Oh, dear.
So they bought round the corner.
Who's going to buy it?
I thought you might.
No, I thought Malcolm Turnbull might. I thought he might want to move to Melbourne. Goodness gracious, 22 to 44. And how long has he owned it? 5 years.
5 years, not bad, Doug, is it?
No, it's not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Gone mad.
Is Jordan DeGoey going to be a Joey?
No. Look, Jordan DeGoey has certainly come on the market with a bullet. In recent times, his form's been terrific, you know, sort of kicking 5 and 6 and 7 and all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, he, along with Tom Lynch at Gold Coast, McGovern and Gaff and a few others in the marketplace, we thought, well, here goes the bidding war. But, no, but come across my desk today, it sounds as though, mate, he's staying at the Pies. So he might get more money to go to the Kangaroos, to go to St Kilda or the like. So they're probably talking somewhere, you know, 750, 800 to go there. But I think, as I say, he's a pretty good kid, and I think he understands the lay of the land. I don't think he's got any gripes with Collingwood. Look, he probably won't get that much to stay. That's normally the case, but I think he enjoys where he is. I think he understands that he might have mucked up a couple of times and Collingwood have stood by him. And, so I suspect in the not-too-distant future, I think he just wants to get it done, Ollie, you know, so he can get on with it. No more brouhaha and, you know, just sort of no more distractions, you know, because Collingwood are in a pretty good place at the moment. They're no guarantee, but they're a silly chance of, you know, figuring in the finals this year. So I suspect he'll probably stay, you'll be reading about he'll be staying at the Pies in the not-too-distant future, but for a little less than what he wanted got somewhere else.
All right, so Jordan to stay
at the Pies.
Jordan to stay at the Pies. Well said. Now, we were talking yesterday about the rumour circulating that Wayne Bennett was on the out at the Broncos and Craig Bellamy was making the move to Brisbane. It's all played out today. Everybody's fronting the camera. What's going on?
Yeah, there's an element of truth in all of it. But, you know, as I say, there's varying versions of who you speak to. But I've done my best, as I try to do for you, Ollie, to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Bellamy's out of contract at the end of this year. He currently has a 3-year deal on the table from the Melbourne Storm. I think he wants to stay at the Storm, but he wants another year. So they're going to have to stump up a fourth year. So to put him through until the end of 2022. Now, if that's not forthcoming, he's no guarantee to go to the Broncos either. You know, I think he might go into the open market because a lot of these guys, you know, generally love money. So, you know, and he would, you know, there would be other clubs out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would love to have Brett Bellamy, Craig Bellamy, as their senior coach. So, just watch this space on this one, mate. But I reckon if they stump up the fourth year at the Storm, I reckon Bellamy stays as well.
Okay, in general, Brad, is a four or five year deal for a coach, is that a big gamble, regardless if it's rugby league, AFL, cricket, whatever the sport may be? That's a very, very long contract when you can't guarantee you'll have all of the stars on your books for that long.
Yeah, I think it is okay in this instance. I think it's a instance by instance basis, you know, coach by coach. So because Bellamy's been the premier coach for probably the last 10 years, and we know they've had the Melbourne Storm drama with the salary cap and all those sort of things, but he has been very, very good. And I think he understands that, you know, your longevity in the Cape can't be too long. He's been at the Storm for a long, long time, I think 2004, thereabouts, 3-4, somewhere around there. So he's been there a while. He's still going to have Cameron Smith for another couple of years, probably, hopefully, try and coerce Billy Slater to stay on beyond this year. They've lost Cronk, we know that, but they seem to have a good young bunch of blokes coming through. So, yeah, I think it's a case-by-case study. And, look, Wayne Bennett wants to go on. I mean, he's going to be 68 now, so he's going to be 69, nearly 70 next year. Should age be a barrier? No, if you're in form. But one thing I do know about coaches, you know, on long-term contracts, sometimes they get out of form. And when you're out of form, mate, all of a sudden it can look like a mistake, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And what have you made of Dane Beam's decision to step down as the Brisbane skipper?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. We always look for the cynical view and these sort of things, but it looks as though it's pretty much bona fide, mate. And he lost his father a few months ago, and that's the reason why he moved back to Queensland from Collingwood, you know, on compassionate grounds. And Yeah, so it's obviously affected him. And, you know, I lost my dad in 1991. I still think about him every day, you know. So this has obviously hit him pretty hard. He is the skipper of the Brisbane Lions, as we know, but he hasn't been attending the leadership meetings. So you can see how hard it's hit him. You know, it's not as if, and he's just not dealing with it well right at the moment. He's still playing, so it's probably a bit of a sanctuary for him to get out on the ground and release a lot of his frustration and his concerns and just forget about, you know, things for a while. And so I'm not ruling out that he won't be returning to being the captain sometime down the track. Dane Zorko's going to take over. And it's sort of like a mental issue, but it's not depression. You know what I mean? It's a clinical depression. Sure. You know, it's he's just struggling a little bit, and good on him. You know, like, at least he's come out and he's been up front and said, look, I'm not handling it well at the moment. I need a bit of a spell. I'm happy to play, but I don't want the onus of leadership. So good on him. So that's nothing sinister to see here.
All right. We'll talk teams tomorrow. Thanks, Brad.